Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and this is my take on what I'm seeing in the chart of the Aquarius new moon at 9 degrees, that is, and it comes in on January 29th, which is Wednesday, at 7:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a lineup of four planets in Aquarius. Pluto is at 1, Mercury is at 2, and both Sun and Moon are together at the 9th degree of Aquarius. And then, if we go further along, we have Carrie Clough, Chiron's wife, at 17, Aquarius, and Ceres, goddess of grains, dwarf planet, at 20, Aquarius. So that is a lot of emphasis on this sign. And it is appropriate because it is a sign that deals with the group and the idea of quality and freedom. And there's a lot going on right now. And the new moon is putting an emphasis on some of the communications about Pluto in Aquarius, for instance, because we read that and we look at it and we want to see the most beneficial quality possible, but sometimes we have to deal with the other aspects of Pluto, which are tremendous power, need to control, obsessive energy, transforming or breaking down things. And so, we are looking at least in the United States and elsewhere around the world, a lot of situations going on. Mercury in Aquarius is moving away from some potent information that we have had so far, and it's moving on to join this new moon. But, of course, the moon will probably be long gone by the time Mercury gets there. But, you know, Mercury will probably catch up to the sun. And that is also another thing, moon going faster. But Mercury with the sun is a very difficult thing. It's called a combust. It is under the rays of the sun. It doesn't function as independently, even in this independent sign, as it could function if it wasn't obscured by the sun's rays. You know, everybody out there, except me, of course, is thinking that there's going to be this beautiful, colorful bracelet of planets. They call it, you know, this parade of planets that are going to be visible to your eyes in the night sky. It's not happening that way. It just doesn't do that. It's interesting, though, because to me, people need this very special thing to get excited about all the time now. But this is one of the reasons. I mean, you won't see Pluto if you don't have a high-powered telescope, and certainly you won't see it when it's so close to the sun, but neither will you see Mercury. And you won't see it in the night sky because they're close to the sun. So when do you see the sun? In the daytime. And when do you see planets and stars? Well, right, at night. So what's going on then is just, again, some sensationalism. And it won't look that way. There are some clusters, and one of them is here in this chart. It's Saturn in Pisces, actually close, as it has been for a long time, to Nessus, the centaur, but not visible. But Venus might be visible it might be the only one that's visible if you don't have a telescope. Saturn you'd be able to see with a regular, I guess, telescope. But Neptune is pretty far out there. And Neptune is close to Venus. So it's just interesting that people think something because somebody made a crazy-looking photo of, like, a beaded necklace and color and everything. And by the way, those, except for Mars, which is going to show up as a little bit red, and Mars is way far away. Mars is in Cancer, the sign of Cancer. So when the sun goes down, Mars will be up in the night sky for quite a while. And Jupiter in Gemini will also be up. And also Uranus and Taurus will be, but also not visible without a telescope. And Mars, yes, I've seen Mars quite a few times in the night sky, and it is definitely showing the reddish quality to it. But Jupiter looks like a little white, you know, well, it's like maybe a bigger white circle. They all will look white. So don't be dismayed and don't be sad. It's just not what happens, just another one of those hype things. But we do have this new moon saying that we should be looking at setting our intentions for the Aquarian energies, which have to do with the future and our goals and our hopes, our group affiliations, our friendships, and also they have to do with the concepts of innovation, technology, all the electronic media and devices. And, you know, this is where we are. And right now we have a lot of media issues. It's quite fascinating what's going on. A lot of people are bailing out of Facebook, and Facebook is removing articles from newspapers. People post it, it disappears. Yeah, there's a lot of media stuff happening. So this is really a reason why there is this emphasis. And also, there's a lot of change that has gone down in the United States, for sure, just over the last couple of days. And surprising. It wasn't surprising to some people, but a big surprise to a lot of other people who never imagined that. But anyway, we'll see how it all plays out. There's not much we can do sitting and talking here. But if you're on my Substack, you should really have the benefit of being on that. It's a free subscription. And I have brought two posts out from beyond the paywall that I have already put up with a lot of great information about how to self-care, how to deal with some of the things that we're going through. And that's my most recent post. It's called The Long Haul, and it's ways to cope with the road ahead. And then in there is the link to the other two posts, which will give you tools. And that's, I'm all for tools, you know. So anyway, we are looking at how we feel about groups also. And somebody was saying on some media that I was listening to that a lot of people may be relocating. And this is not the immigrants to our into our country. So, shocking and surprising news is happening. Today, there was an interesting headline that 95% of the workers did not show up to pick the citrus in California. Do you think that won't affect everyone in the United States when that happens? Well, apparently, they didn't have other people lined up waiting to take those jobs and start picking fruit. So I think we're going to be looking at a lot of strange and unusual things, which is also very Aquarian. you know, sudden, surprising shifts and changes. And really, down here in Piedmont of South Carolina, we have undergone a tremendous change of weather. A couple of days of Arctic cold, but we've been, I think, almost a month in various stages of it, but that's nothing compared to 8.9 inches of snow in Pensacola, Florida, and snow on the sands along the Gulf Coast, whatever you're calling it these days. And that's another thing. So, you know, they say that Uranus, the planet that rules or resonates with Aquarius, is a wild card. You know, when we look at it in a chart, we can't always know how exactly will this show up. We can make some predictive ideas, but Uranus at this point is still retrograde, but that's going to change this week. We'll be talking about that in the weekly astrology forecast and more about Mercury being in Aquarius too. Uranus is at 23 still because, you know, it's stationed because it's going to change direction. And it's been sort of 24, 23 for quite some time. What it happens to be doing at this point is a sextile, which is a helpful opportunity at this new moon to Venus in Pisces and Saturn in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces. So we're looking at changes and being able to bring in, this is how I'm looking at it anyway, our own intuitive information and try to process that into something that we can use as a change in the world, something positive that'll help us move forward. Mars in Cancer is retrograde at 21 degrees of Cancer, and that is another sextile that is in the opposite direction that is being made to Uranus and Taurus. So we've got this trine from Mars to Venus, which is also rather positive. It can be, but Mars retrograde in Cancer is angry. It's angry at the lack of security, feelings of certainty. It needs emotional security. It also needs physical security. And so it's trying to work with these other planets and see if they can help. You know, Mars is asking for help. And let's see what happens. We can't really know right now. No, we can't. So we look at this chart and we see these players. Jupiter is at 11 degrees of Gemini, retrograde. So there's some old information that's coming into trine the new moon. Something is, well, they've been saying this for a while, the they meaning readers of all kinds, that there's going to be some very shocking news, because it's Aquarius, that will be coming out, surprises, things will be revealed. Well, one of the things, and I haven't really seen the information itself that was done, was the removal of the secrecy on the Kennedy assassinations, and I think the other assassinations. I don't know yet what they're revealing. Everybody had their theories and ideas about what really happened to Kennedy. And perhaps we will find that out. It'll be a shocking surprise to some people. Other people will have guessed right. And they'll go, see, I told you so. But Jupiter is moving away from and retrograde the square to Saturn. Saturn is direct. It's moving up. It's going to make that connection to Neptune fairly soon, and that's going to be, if there's going to be a big dissolution, that's going to be, well, the one. If there's going to be something that goes on with the waters of the ocean, that's going to be the one that brings that through. So, yeah, but Jupiter is not feeling as constrained, you see. Things that were not told during a presidential campaign are suddenly revealing themselves. It's the Jupiter is, again, not constrained. But it's not exactly all new information, because we're retrograding back to something, you see. So it's like, oops, it's out now, kind of that kind of thing. And again, we will see when we see what we see. So this is really also this Pallas Athena 23 Capricorn is trine Uranus, and the Pallas Athena energy in Capricorn works very differently than Pluto energy did. She's the wisdom warrior. She wants something to be happening that's real. And she's also trining Uranus and Taurus, some change. And, you know, meanwhile, they're talking about this, you know, personal name, Bitcoin, that's supposed to be this new administration is supposed to be pushing that electronic currency and also AI. This is very big for them. And but so Pallas, we'll see how she works with this, but Mars is opposing that, Pallas, and is maybe feeling as though her energies aren't paying much attention to the needs of the people. Cancer is the people. So we probably will be seeing some big pushbacks and strange stuff. And this new moon, I would suggest that you spend a lot of time with you, self-care, and also opening up for the messages that you need to receive at this time, and set your intentions for the future at this new moon on January 29th, coming in 7:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'll go and record the weekly astrology forecast for you now.